Good morning, everybody. Okay, let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. It is a good time for us to sit and have quiet time, speak to you, and you speak to us. Please open our heart so that we can understand your will and we do your will. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read from Luke chapter 4, verse 43, one verse. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I have sent for this purpose. I must preach to the kingdom of God to the other city also, for I was sent for this purpose. So, brothers and sisters, in the beginning of chapter 4, we know that after Jesus fasting for 40 days, he started to do his ministry. He entered the synagogue and he introduced himself and he said, I'm the one that Isaiah said from Isaiah chapter 61. I'm the one. I'm the anointed one. And then people cannot accept Jesus. And they try to push Jesus from the cliff so that Jesus can be died. But the Bible told us Jesus just walked and passed by them and nothing happened to them. And then after that, brothers and sisters, Luke is really good writer. After Jesus said, I am the anointed one, and then if you see chapter 4, after verse 31, Jesus start to do teaching, and people were amazed at his teaching. And then Jesus start to demonstrate his authority and power. He kicked out the demon and he healed the sick. So this all statement support his statement that I am the anointed one. So if Jesus lived in the same day with us, I can let you know that the profile of Jesus, you can see at YouTube, you can see at Instagram, you can see at Facebook. So popular. So popular. The one who was a carpenter show up and say, I'm the anointed one. And then after that, he proved himself as the anointed one by kick out the demon, by give the lecturer teaching and also heal the sick. No wonder, brothers and sisters, many people come to see Jesus. Many people want to know Jesus. But of course, their motive to see and to meet Jesus because of this all miracle. I thanks God. Jesus teach me as a servant of God, we need to commit with our purpose. Yeah. Sometimes success in the life can make us far from the beginning purpose of life. Everybody has calling from God. Don't forget your calling. Jesus never forget his calling. That's why he said on verse 43, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other city. He doesn't care with the people who find him because he knows those people just came because of miracle. And then his purpose of life is to preach the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, As I say that, we need to do the same thing. Yeah. Maybe some of you, this year, success in business, success in career, success in study. But one more thing, you need to think and then ask yourself, do I do the will of God in my life? If I do not do the will of God, then I fail in front of God. This is number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, if Jesus, our God and teacher, consistent in preach the kingdom of God, we, as his follower, don't forget, we need to do the same thing. Jesus come from heaven just to do one thing, to preach the kingdom of God. We, as a person who accept the kingdom of God, who get the miracle more than that, we cannot forget that after we believe Jesus Christ, we need to do three things. Number one, we need to worship God. Number two, we need to focus to preach the gospel. Number three, always be faithful as a disciple of God. This morning, I want to share four things why we as a believer need to share kingdom of God, need to preach the gospel. First, the main sign of we believe Jesus is by sharing the gospel. When you believe God, then you know that he is the only one who can save you. John 3:16. Because he is the only one who saved you, then you get saved and then full of joy. After you full of joy, there is a power in your heart to share what you get from Jesus. Let's see from many stories in the Bible. For example, woman of Samaritan. After she met Jesus, what she do? She left the well and then go back to the city. Yeah. And then he say, I found him. Come and meet him. Before she met Jesus, brothers and sisters, he goes and take the water in the noontime where nobody go to that place. And then she cover his face with big jar. But now he left everything and then he shared the gospel for other people. How come? Because she has found Jesus. Finding Jesus in your life is the most important moment. Finding Jesus in your life is the happiness moment in your life. No one can stop the desire of sharing the gospel after finding Jesus, unless you still quote and quote in belief Jesus. In Hong Kong, what will we do after we find good restaurant? Before we eat, we took out mobile phone. Mobile phone first, pray second. And then after that, we take the picture. And then we tell our relative, I found it. Good fried chicken. I found it. Good seafood. I found it. Good, tasty, yummy, and cheap food. We share to the whole world using WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. The same thing, brothers and sisters, if you believe Jesus, you need to share this. Second, sharing the gospel is an attitude of thanksgiving to God. When we sharing the gospel, what is the main story of the gospel? The main story of the gospel is not only your old life, but the main story of the gospel is to tell people how good God is. How good God is the main point. By sharing this, we thank God. I was lost. Now I'm found. I was a sinner. Now I'm become son of God, daughter of God. Why, brothers and sisters? Because of God. That's why sharing of the gospel is an act of attitude to thanksgiving to God. Number three. When we sharing the gospel, we show our attitude that we love our brother and sister. Of course, brothers and sisters, you can give without love, but you cannot love without give. When you love someone, you want to give the best, and the best giving for someone is sharing the gospel. When I was in Jakarta, we live in a complex of housing, and then few of our neighbor, they don't believe Jesus Christ. When I was about to leave Hong Kong, we know one neighbor. I left this neighbor to my wife. My wife, every Sunday, bring his daughter go to the Sunday school. And then finally, when we about to left Jakarta, move to Hong Kong, the guys believe Jesus Christ. And he said that, if I know Jesus earlier, then my life must be more happy. But I'm happy now. But I wish I can believe Jesus earlier so I don't suffer this long journey. He thanks to us because sharing gospel to him. So I said that if we love someone, we will give them something useful, valuable. And this start from sharing the gospel. Number four. Always remember John chapter 5 verse 10. Jesus said, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. What is the true sign of disciple? The true sign of disciple is follow Jesus, of course, and then changed by Jesus, yes, and then finally, Jesus changed you, become a catching man for other people. I will change you. Yeah. If Jesus, our great teacher, sharing the gospel, more of that, we as the disciple need to do the same thing. If you want to say, I'm the true disciple of Christ, then my question is, do you share the gospel for other people? This morning, the Bible reminds us sharing the gospel. Don't forget to do that. Today, we are in Christmas moment. Of course, some of us may have planned to have holiday after 3 years no holiday. Some of us maybe have planned to book a hotel, to do staycation, or good dinner, or anything. But I want to let you know, brothers and sisters, sharing the gospel in Christmas season is the best time. Is the best time. So don't forget, pray for yourself, make a short plan, who won't I invite? And then when we eat or when we share, don't forget to share the gospel. I finished my message now, but if any one of you want to know more what is the gospel, how I can share to my brother, how I can start, then we can discuss after this morning prayer, or you can call me, you can email me. No worry, brothers and sisters, free of charge. May God bless you. Let us meditate the beauty of the gospel. And let us remember some of our family member, some of our friend who hasn't believed Jesus Christ. And let us pray for ourselves this morning. God, please help me, so that I can bring gospel to them. Please use my life so I can share something to them, especially in this Christmas season.
The splendor of the King.
Brothers and sisters, first of all, let us give thanks to God for His wonderful mercy for us, so that today we are no longer sinner but become son and daughter of God. The second point, let us remember, if our great teacher Jesus Christ came to share the gospel, so we as the disciple, we should do the same thing. Let's ask God to give us wisdom, ability, power in sharing this message to other people. And then the last thing, let us remember one, two, or three friends, close family, who still not believe Jesus. Use moment of Christmas to bring the good news for them. Let us pray together. Enter our community prayer this morning. We pray for brothers and sisters who are running chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery because of cancer. Let's pray and ask God miracle come upon their life. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for brothers and sister community who need salvation in Christ. We ask God to open their heart so that in their physical weakness they get healed and also they get saved from God. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities. We pray that God take every weakness from their body. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID. We pray that God will take out all COVID virus in the body. And also pray for frontline medical workers. May God give them double protection when they take care of COVID patients. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. May God prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for mission. This morning we pray for Japan. We pray for Pastor Sophia, Jungmin and Hanjin at SP Tokyo. We also pray for SP New York, Kelly, Jess and Ruth. And also pray for Kelly who serves at India. Let's pray together. Let's pray for Mission Council, P. Samuel, Tim, Mike, and John. We pray for them so that they can lead this church in faithful, effective, spread the kingdom, bring the gospel to all nations. Let's also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that SP become a place where the baby can grow up. Through SP, we can give good future for baby who need parents, father and mother for the baby. Let's pray together. We pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care of all mom, and then when time is up, they can deliver baby in good condition. Last one, we pray for house church. There are several house church tonight. We pray that God will bless all the fellowship in house church. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. You remind us to share the gospel. We live in big city. It look crowded, but actually many people loneliness. They need Jesus, Father. So we pray that you will ask all SP member join together, praying together, and sharing gospel together, so that many people get saved through SP. We pray that every member remember this message and do this message, Father. Thank you, Father. We submit ourselves into your hand. Please bless and lead us today and forever. We pray in Jesus' name.